War and Order. The Vampires of Shadow Hills, Book 8. Written by Willow Rose. Narrated by Rebecca Cade for Hot Ghost Productions. 3 months before the Halloween block party. Friday night. Chapter 1. Restaurant La Charette-Lessant was a quaint little place in the heart of Paris. It was located on a small side street near the Champs-Élysées, down a small alley where only a few knew of its existence. To enter, you'd have to know the password and give it to the doorman upon knocking on the dark door. For Delia and Kieran Pritchard, it was a must to visit this exclusive restaurant whenever they were in Paris, and it was always something to look forward to for the two of them. "What are today's specialties?" Delia said as the waiter gave them the menus. She glanced at her husband, smiling lovingly. It had been so long since they had been on a trip, just the two of them. "We got a redhead from Russia, flown in this morning, fresh catch," the waiter said. "Ah, I had the redhead last time I was here," she said. "They have an aftertaste I'm not too fond of. Any blondes?" The waiter said. "You're in luck. Just got a shipment from Denmark, finest quality." Delia shrieked in excitement. "Oh, I love blondes, especially from Scandinavia. They're so fresh tasting."
"Only the best for my love," Kieran said.
"What types do you have?" Delia asked.
"Type O."
Delia looked disappointed. "Ah." Kieran cleared his throat, then discreetly planted a bill in the waiter's hand. The waiter smiled superiorly.
"I think I might be able to find some AB. We just got one from Switzerland. Would that be of interest?"
Kieran looked at Delia, then handed the waiter another bill.
"How about some Rhesus Null?"
The waiter looked at the bill, then cleared his throat.
"Sir, that is very difficult to get. Impossible, even. It's only shared by 45 people on this earth."
Kieran handed him yet another bill, and the waiter took it, looking dazzled at the amount on it. Then he bowed politely and backed away from their table with the words,
"I'll see what I can do, monsieur."
The waiter left, and Delia gave him an impressed look.
"The golden blood, huh? Someone is in a good mood."
Kieran smiled.
"I sure am. Why wouldn't I be? Things are going well, our new investments especially, and our son is finally settling down."
Delia touched her glass gently and looked down. There really was reason to be celebrating. After the little mishap with that girl, Stacy, their son seemed to have gotten his life back on track. The girl...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?